This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Back at home base. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Dallas, Texas this time around. Boy, it was crazy dealing with what I had to deal with at the airport, which I'm sure a lot of people found the same thing in the Northeast and the Midwest as well. So many flights were canceled and other people were still trying to get out. I felt like when I was on my plane from Philadelphia to Dallas, I'm just going to give you this visual, it was like there was too many olives stuffed in the jar. There was nowhere to go. We couldn't have fit one more person on that plane if we tried. Joining us now at the top, as always, it's always a pleasure to have him on, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. Welcome to our Midwest world, Kate Delaney, of weather.
Oh, but it's nothing. Yeah, no kidding. It's crazy. Like, they set a record in Minneapolis in Minnesota for how much snow that they've gotten. I don't understand. I love the people from Minnesota, but I don't understand living there because, really, you run the risk, I think, of back injuries and falling on the ice more than any other place in America. It's crazy.
Well, they plug their cars in at night into a battery of warmer. It's cold.
It's cold, no kidding.
Right.
All right, so speaking of cold and getting the cold shoulder now, I got to ask you this story, and we're going to talk about it in our next segment a little bit more, but Jussie Smollett, did you see the story about this actor from Empire, an African-American who staged, allegedly, the attack on him that he said was racist and homophobic? And the reason I bring this up is because Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, has reacted to it, and because of the sensitivity of racism and cries of hate crime and all that kind of stuff, this actor stages this because he wanted to get more money. But sadly, they wasted resources on this, and it was all a setup.
Oh, it was horrible. And I watched my heart was so warmed when I saw the reaction by the superintendent. Did you happen to see that of the Chicago police?
Yes. Yes.
It was heartwarming because he's African American. He talked about, you know, being a Chicagoan and everything, and he just laid it right out on the line how horrible this was, how somebody used race and, you know, gender issues for their own monetary gain. And I thought that needed to be said, and it was said by an African American superintendent of the police, and, you know, who just was so sincere. And it was a good thing to lay out in line because a lot of people had jumped immediately. All of these were Donald Trump promoting hating people and had already, you know, said that basically it was the White House almost behind it. And then this came out, which was so horrifying. And, you know, people like this man need to be called out, and I'm glad that they are in Chicago because there are real cases where people, you know, and we can't diminish the real cases where something might happen like that. So, yeah, he's going to get the book thrown at him, you can tell, over there, every which way they can.
Yeah, I agree with that, and you're right. I saw the superintendent.
Sure.
I was in the airport, and I stopped and watched it because it was so compelling what he said.
Yes, he
was.
And
he said how heartbreaking it was for hate crimes. When somebody really suffers that, now there's going to always be something in the back of people's minds saying that they feel like it could be doubtful, who knows. But, wow, just very, very sad situation. All right, this was a sad situation, too. How about North Carolina board calling for a new election in the House race? Did you hear this story where there was, obviously, there was some problems where They had a separation of just a couple of 100 votes, but now there is the cries of that the election was tainted in counting some of those last votes. I mean, it's a stunning reversal for the Republican House candidate, who is Mark Harris, and he supported the idea of the new election because there's these allegations of the ballot tampering. Crazy there, huh?
Well, yes, and you know they're calling for the new election. He's going along with it to have, you know, it'll be a rerun basically, and they needed to do something. It was just so disputed. So this is the best way to do it: just call for a brand new election and see who comes out. He didn't fight it, of course, and you know, is the guy that you know quote won. So I think it's a good thing to do. Too much controversy down there with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of controversy, I said it was like we had all as Americans ordered this incredibly expensive meal and we're not going to get to taste any of it. And I'm talking about whether or not we're going to get to see any of the Mueller investigation. I mean, is the whole bloody thing going to be redacted? Is it going to flop up somewhere on WikiLeaks and we're going to see two sentences? Or what's going to happen here now with this?
Well, you know, Kate, having served in the Congress, and things would happen, and I would say, why did that happen? Well, you find out Congress did it earlier to cause a reaction, and what I'm leading to is that in 1999, this is unbelievable, partly now, this was in reaction to Ken Starr, remember, Whitewater,
well,
yeah. He just overreached, so Congress, in its wisdom, let the independent counsel law expire. They did it. And so when they let that law expire, guess what? New regulations were written at that time, after 1999, by the Justice Department, all right? So now we are living with those new regulations because the Congress said, well, we can't have that much power, and you can't have a report coming directly to Congress. This needs to be filtered through the Justice Department. So, you know, Congress now, as they complain about this, they don't get the reports directly anymore. Well, because they allowed it to expire back in 1999. So, you know, it came back to haunt everybody. So now there's a lot of different options. And Barr, the Attorney General, he can withhold information. He can redact information.
Yeah.
He can give us a synopsis.
Yeah.
You know, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a synopsis. And we're almost out of time, but how about this? There's some irony in this. A gag order for Roger Stone because Judge Amy Berman in Washington said it's ridiculous. The crosshairs thing that was over her head when he put something stupid on Instagram. And then he tries to say, oh, it's the stress of it all and I can't put food on the table. Are you kidding me? Social media once again nipping someone who wants attention.
We all know, we who know Roger Stone know that they take that gag order and take some duct tape and put it around him because that's what's going to be required to keep Roger Stone quiet. What a dumb move he did.
No kidding.
You know, it's unbelievable.
What a dumb move. All right, Bob Ney, thank you as always so much.
Thank you. Okay.
So it's interesting, this federal judge on Thursday, I mentioned her, Amy Berman Jackson, said, you know, I'm not letting this happen again. You're not getting another chance. I don't think you've learned any lessons at all. And to even flush out a little bit more, what he did was he put a picture of her on Instagram, and then you could see, like, the crosshairs symbol that was behind her. And he was trying to say, oh, he didn't know it was there and that kind of thing. He said it was a lapse of judgment. It was an outgrowth of extreme stress of the situation. He said facing criminal charges for the first time in his life put him under this emotional and financial strain. And she said, you know what? The apology rings quite hollow. I don't find any of the evolving and contradictory explanations credible. So that was it. Boom. Done. Gag order. Can't say anything about anything for Roger Stone, which is very, very tough for him. Coming up on the flip side, Jussie Smollett, we're talking about it next.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Well, he's back on the set. He's saying he feels betrayed, supposedly. But he has scratches that were self-inflicted. You had the Chicago police commissioner blasting the media, blasting celebrities and politicians for pushing the hoax, is what he's saying. And then you had, remember, you did the Robin Roberts interview. And it's just incredibly sad that he would go to these lengths to get a raise, if that's what that's about, which apparently that's what the police commissioner said. And it's, you know, good for him for calling everyone out because they wasted resources. So I love the superintendent, by the way, Eddie Johnson, because he pulls no punches. He's totally my kind of superintendent in this role because he knows Chicago, if anything, with all the corruption, all the gang violence, everything else that's happened in Chicago, and then to have this celebrity, Jesse Smollett, saying that he was the victim of hate crime and homophobic slurs and everything else. And he said the accusation within the phony attack got national attention for weeks, and it did. Celebrities, news commentators, presidential candidates, everybody weighed in on it because, you know, he had the noose around his neck, the scratches on his face, how he reacted in the interview to Robin Roberts. And, you know, he took advantage of the pain and anger of racism where we are in this country to promote his career, which is exactly what that superintendent said, Eddie Johnson. And he staged the attack. He was unhappy with his salary for what he was getting from Fox on that Fox show. I mean, why would anyone do that, especially a guy? And he asked that question. I asked the same thing. He's an African-American. You use that kind of a symbol, a noose, to make a false accusation? But bad police reports, bogus police reports, cause a lot of damage. Because what happens to the legitimate person who needs support by the cops and investigators? And then you have all these resources that are spent and all this time and everything else. And, of course, they're defending Chicago. And the weeks after the attack was reported, the story just kept getting amplified. You know, remember Kamala Harris, the senator who's running for president on the Democratic side, said, this was her quote, "This was an attempted modern-day lynching. No one should have to fear for their life because of their sexuality or color of their skin. We must confront this hate at this time." And, of course, she reacts because she was asked about it. Everybody was asked about it. So now he was put under arrest. He was in custody from, you know, with the detectives a day ago. And, boy, this arrest came after the three-week investigation. And he is the prime suspect. In fact, here's what the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, had to say about this.
Police officers took this as a very serious hate crime, and they dedicated the resources to deal with it as a hate crime. But then you literally put doubt, not only about the city, but more, and also, in addition, what about the person that's in the workplace facing discrimination and racial discrimination? What about the young man who is dealing with his own sexual orientation and is attacked for it in high school or some school, who's now going to doubt whether people are going to believe him? You have put all those real stories at risk for your fake story. That is not right.
Yeah, I mean, I rarely agree with him. I agree with that. That is not right. It is just not right. And you wonder, how long does Fox stand behind him? Does he just completely lose his career? Do they just stand behind him and say, well, he's troubled? I mean, obviously he's troubled for doing that, but a hoax to perpetrate getting more money, and how stupid. This is not acting. This is real life. And he pathetically tried to perpetrate the crime in the first place. He had the two guys caught on camera getting masks and gloves and everything that they needed. Clearly you could see their faces. The one guy was his personal trainer. You know how much they did this for? $3,500. So he supposedly apologized to the Empire cast, that's the show that he's on, and he continues to maintain that he's innocent. You know, listen, he's been ripped all over social media, as he should be, because he was held up on social media as this poor, sad victim. Oh, this is wrong. This is terrible. This is, you know, awful. And he should be ripped. I mean, he should be. And here's some of the things I saw. Thought I'd pull them out for you. Jussie do it. You know, like, just do it. Then there was an image of his face on a Lion King poster in place of Mufasa's, and it accompanies that thing. And it says the lion, get it, king. And, you know, and then there was a Nike thing. Believe in something, even if it didn't happen. Obviously poking fun at the Nike ads, and then him as well. And then there was a meme that went viral. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, but there was a meme that went viral that said, "We all make mistakes, Jussie. Just don't beat yourself up over it." Wow. So apparently he apologizes to the cast, like I said, and he's maintaining that he is innocent. So I don't know. How are you innocent when you clearly paid this personal trainer, and they have them, the fumbling, bumbling idiots, on camera getting the stuff that they need to do what you want them to do to set up this hoax? But what's he going to do? He's gets emotional, good acting chops. He's on the set. He's pleading, you know, with his stars. You know, "I'm sorry I put you through this and have not answered any calls to anyone else. I would never do this to any of you. You're my family. I swear to God, I did not do this." That's what he said. So he was 30 minutes late for shooting on Thursday after appearing in court. He's facing a Class 4 felony charge of disorderly conduct for allegedly filing a false police report that he claimed to have suffered that racist and homophobic attack in Chicago. And the cops are saying he made up the whole story to gain sympathy and a possible pay raise. He is still denying the allegations against him. So now, really, producers aren't responding when they're asked to respond. I guess they will eventually, when they're asked to respond about what's happened. But you have to wonder, I mean, unless it somehow spikes the ratings, because remember, it is about ratings. I mean, ultimately for a show. If the show, the ratings spike, would they keep him on or not? Right now, there's nothing's being said that he wouldn't be kept on the show. And like I said, he's saying that, he's innocent. He rehearsed his assault. He acted. That's what he did. He acted. But he did a very pathetic thing. And in perpetrating that, hurt so many other people that are victims of heinous crimes. And the believability factor now for so many others moving forward, it may have tainted that. Let's face it. All right, I want to dive into going away from the actor and this insaneness, which is part of the buzz in your backyard and mine, quickly to this new election ordered in the North Carolina race because of the fraud. So following testimony about an illegal voter turnout effort that tried to sway that race in favor of Mark Harris, the Republican, the decision came that we're going to have a new vote. We're going to do this again. There were like audible gasps from the room, apparently, when that was said. Just gasps that, okay, so this wasn't, this process was tainted. And, you know, the state board's chairman in North Carolina said the corruption, the absolute mess with the absentee ballots, because that's what it was, the hundreds of absentee ballots, certainly it was a tainted election. That's what the Board of Elections is saying. I mean, it's startling, though, to hear this. So a new contest in the 9th Congressional District after the Republican candidate, Mark Harris, confronted by evidence that his campaign had financed an illegal voter turnout effort, called for a new election. He didn't know. He found out. He's saying, yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, the public's confidence in the results is gone in a different direction. So there's going to be no representation in Congress for at least several months. And will Harris run in the new election, which, by the way, has not been scheduled? I mean, at least they found that. So you can't say this whole thing was stolen in North Carolina. It was, but they can fix it. Stay with us. We're going to the Man Cave next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The New York Post summing it up with a one-word headline over Jussie Smollett's picture, liar. The actor arrested and now out on bond after a bogus claim he's attacked in Chicago by men wearing MAGA, Make America Great Again hats. Police say his motive to drum up publicity for himself. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Smollett is out on bond after a court appearance on a charge of filing a false report. The Empire actor claimed he was assaulted by two masked men wearing pro-Trump hats who hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him. Cook County prosecutor Risa Lanier says the actor hired two brothers to help stage the attack.
Smollett stated that he wanted them to appear to attack him.
I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow down 103 points to close at 25,850. The NASDAQ down 29, and the S&P 500 down 9 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's time to invade the man cave.
Oh, yes, we are in the man cave. Thank you, Siri, Alexa, or whoever you are. We appreciate it. We live in the land of artificial intelligence. So anytime I hear a voice or I can yell out to a voice, it makes me feel like, you know, I understand technology, I guess. So, just a quick aside story about this. You'll appreciate this, Andy. Andy, the technical director here on the show, is I got into a van today to go to the Philadelphia airport, and there were like four or five people. It was at this, I had to return a car. And so a whole bunch of us shoved into the van, and a woman was complaining, oh, her flight was canceled yesterday. And the guy said, listen, there's five terminals now for American in Philly. And she's like, I don't know what it is. How am I supposed to figure out what it is? So then she goes, I know what I'll do. And this was this in this van. She said, I'm going to ask Siri. And she asked Siri, Siri, what's my flight number? It was the most hilarious thing ever. And, of course, Siri didn't know. I have no idea. So she had to figure out another way to get it. But we just assume we'll just scream things out and they'll be and our all of our questions will be answered. Just yell it out and we'll know the answer. Well, I'll tell you one thing that is interesting, and we won't know the answer to this. The other day, Manny Machado got a whopping sweet deal. As we're in the man cave, we would be talking about this. 10 years, $300 million. That team is loaded now in San Diego, loaded with bats and power and speed and all the things you need, and defense, all the things you need to win championships. It doesn't mean that you're going to win a World Series because of that. And he said something that I thought was interesting. there's going to be more people that make way more money than me. You wait and see in the next day or two. I don't know. That's a high water number. That's going to hang around probably for a little bit. Numbers are funny in sports, and that's how we measure. And the size of your wallet and the size of your bat sometimes match, and they're matching in his case, that's for sure. All right, speaking of numbers, the NBA has submitted to the National Basketball Players Association a form of proposal that will lower the draft eligible age from age to 18 from 19. This has been talked about for a while. And why do you care about this? If you're a fan of college basketball, now you wonder, because what's that going to do to college basketball? The league and the union have had these discussions, although informal, about lowering the age limit. And the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, is on record saying the current 19-year-old age limit is not working for the league or for college hoops. So this is the first step toward these formal negotiations to lower that limit by 2022 by the draft. And they need to agree, both sides need to agree on the rule change. They think it, you know, there's the pros and cons on this, you know, because you got to think college basketball, you got these one and done players that come directly into the league, and they're saying, the college community is saying they don't want those players anymore. So that does tip the scale into looking at 18-year-olds, because then they wouldn't even go. If you were, so like LeBron James didn't play college ball, boom, he immediately went from high school. Kobe Bryant, immediately from high school. So you could, if you theoretically have more people like that, then they can just step right in and they're not going to be one and done, because the one and done is terrible. Because it hurts the college community. And the college community wants superstars, but you know, you get these superstars, and then poof, they're gone in an instant. I know people have other thoughts about this. I think the biggest sports conversation being had, or one of them anyway, oh, there's a couple of them, but this would trip the meter for sure. And this is something, even if you're not a sports fan, you just takes your breath away. I can't even imagine, honestly, in my mind, when I hear about hit and runs, or when I hear about somebody accidentally hit somebody, what that feeling would be like. Now, accidentally hitting someone, stopping, trying to help them, that's way different than hit and run, because you leave the scene. And being in that position behind the wheel would be so incredibly damaging to your psyche. I mean, especially if there's just no way it was your fault. Jim Boeheim, who's a familiar name, famous Syracuse basketball coach, issued a statement on Thursday afternoon saying he was absolutely heartbroken after a fatal crash he was involved in on Wednesday night happened. He struck and killed a pedestrian when he was driving on Interstate 690. It was completely an accident. A 51-year-old who was a passenger involved in an unrelated crash. There was a crash. There was four people in it. They lost control, crashed into a guardrail. It's a freaky thing. 4 miles east of downtown Syracuse. What happened was he got out of the car. So they exited the car, and then you had another car that swerved to avoid hitting it. And then that's what happened. So he was near the side of the road, and he was hit by Boeheim. It's awful. He stopped. He tried to help him. No alcohol, nothing on his blood. It was nothing like that. And, of course, he is completely devastated by it. And it was just one of those terrible, terrible freak things. I mean, he stopped. He tried to help. No tickets. They're investigating it, of course. They're reconstructing the accident. But, man, just absolutely. And what can he say? He says he extends his sympathies to him and his family out of respect for the people involved. And he said he wouldn't comment any more than that. But it's, it's just awful. Unrelated thing. Get out of the car. See, that's the thing. That's what happens. It's dark, whatever. And I think about that on the roadway, if that's ever happened to you and you get out. It's happened to me, where I was on a dark road one time and I got a flat tire, and I was scared to death. Cars were racing by me, first of all. And somebody actually stopped and helped me. And I had somebody say to me later, weren't you afraid, the person that stopped? And you know what the guy said that stopped? He said, I have three sisters, and if you were my sister, I'd want someone that was good to stop and help you or whatever. And he did. But it was so bloody dark. And there was, and of course, I didn't have a cell phone. And it was frightening. But I never thought about racing across the street. And in this case, he wasn't racing across the street, but it was dark, and it looks like you just couldn't see him. Couldn't see really very many people under the what was really dim conditions. Very, very dim conditions. Okay, so how about this? Couple of other things. One, I'm sad to hear this story. I had him on a couple of shows when I was doing NBC, and he's was a well-known Boston Globe baseball writer, Nick Cafardo. He died at the age of 62. He covered the Red Sox, and he did it for three decades. He was like a fountain of information. I can remember he had a good sense of humor when he came on the show with me. And like I said, he came on a couple of times. So there's been a lot of reaction to that. The Red Sox said they were saddened by it, and they're going to honor him, and he's a fixture at Fenway and throughout the ballparks, and he had consistent coverage of the team, and he joined the Globe in 1989, and he had been on the baseball beat for, that's a long time, baseball beat for three decades, and he really knew it. That's why my producers got him on, because he had opinions. He was good. He had covered the team for such a long, 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 long time. And he wrote a couple of pretty interesting books, too. And he was definitely a true sports journalist. And he is survived by his wife and two children. And I'm sure Boston will honor him in a couple of different ways. And here this is at spring training time and getting ready for... Can you believe it? We're actually talking about getting ready for another season. But that is a very, very big loss in the sports journalism world, definitely. So some interesting stories left to talk about as far as what the man cave would be about. And the man cave, by the way, doesn't always have to be about sports. A lot of other things are discussed in the man cave, but primarily sports, let's say. And it's a good time to remind you, my book, Invade the Man Cave, is coming out in its third rendition. It will be updated. And you can always go to invadethemancave.com to check out what's going on there, by the way. But how about this story? Former Golden State Warriors coach Don Nelson made an appearance at Oracle Arena on Thursday night. And he answered questions about what the old days were like and what he's been up to since then. He coached the Warriors from 88 to 95. My mentor, Roger Blamire, was the GM. I'm going to say he was the GM or VP. Might have been the VP of the Warriors when Nelly was coaching the Warriors, at least for a part of that time. And he won five championships, of course, during his playing days with the Boston Celtics. He went on to coach the Bucks, the Warriors, the Knicks, the Mavericks. He was named to the Hall of Fame as a coach. He's considered one of the top 10 coaches of all time. I've talked to him a couple of different times, and he was asked on the court what he had been up to since leaving the NBA, and he didn't hesitate. He said, yeah, I've been smoking some pot. You know, he lives in Hawaii. In fact, he's got a coffee place in a place called Paia, which is in Maui. That's a town that's right there, the road to Hana. And he has these legendary poker games with Willie Nelson and Owen Wilson. I'm sure a few other well-known, familiar faces that like to play cards, hang out, etc. And he's part of that. He's part of that group, let's say. Taking to the movies next for our cheap movie review. Hang with us.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
A big week for the movies because you got the Oscars this weekend with nobody hosting. Supposedly Queen is opening up. I guess Queen is a good substitute, a little mini concert to get you ready for the best actor and actress and song and all that sort of stuff, if that rumor is correct. So none of the movies we're talking about are up for Oscars. They're brand new, opening up this year. And one of them is a successful franchise. This is a hint. Think about it. Animation, kids, dragons, Here is the latest addition to How to Train Your Dragon. Hidden World. Hidden World. Here it is.
It's a hidden dragon world.
Wow.
There were dragons when I was a boy. Where they went, only a few know. Our story changed the world forever.
We did it!
the world's first dragon Viking utopia.
Your utopia, maybe. Mine's less crowded and more... sanitary.
Hey, bud, wait up!
Oh, my God. He's not the only one.
She's a light fury.
Oh, sorry.
Did she just disappear? Wow.
It's a hidden dragon world.
Toothless, go introduce yourself.
Found my heart broken, made friends and lost through the years.
Toothless has a girlfriend.
I've hunted every Night Fury except yours. Hand him over.
I will never give him up.
Then I will destroy everything you love.
We are no longer safe here. We all have to disappear, completely off the map. We have to fight for their freedom. Come on, buddy!
You're nothing without your dragon.
Attack! Show them what you got, bud. Save him. It's you and me, bud. Always.
All right, so Hidden World, the series or franchise, like I said, continues, and it's based on the books by Crescenta Crowell. Audiences love this. I mean, they love the whole thing, the whole Train to Dragon. And it's making a ton of money internationally. It's already made $175 million. So it's going to soar. We know it's going to soar at the box office. The ratings have gotten pretty high. The story's pretty good. And actually, the first one, the first How to Train Your Dragon, was very, very clever. So rightfully so, it's really hit that right beat in animation, because that's what it's about. Once you catch the right story and you got the right kind of animator behind it and voices, etc., it can really take off. And this is one of those that certainly did that. I expect it's going to be just completely an explosion at the box office because of the weekend it is on too, which it's a big weekend. You're out of the holidays now. You're not into spring or summer, and you've got a lot of restless kids that you want to take to the movies, and this is probably where you'll take them. All right, the next movie is something completely different from that, and this movie is about running your own race, so check it out.
We got the beat!
Yeah!
It's in our feet!
Yeah!
It's in our hands!
Yeah!
It's everywhere!
Yeah!
I've seen enough football to last me a lifetime. After watching you take that hit last year, your body all locked up the way it was, no thank you, no sir.
I've coached hundreds of kids, man. I've never met kids like these boys. And they've been dealt a tough hand. And they've been through a lot. But somehow they managed every single day to make it.
We're family.
No, we are family. He's some guy that walked out on us when mom died.
He's our dad!
No, he is not our dad. He's a drunk and a coward, and he is not my father.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
It's happening.
Yeah, you're right. It's a big deal, dude.
The Florida Gators.
I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
He's got that soft jaw.
Runs in the family, right?
This ain't about football season. Chance for scholarship for this boy.
But coach, with all due respect, this isn't about football anymore. It's about a ticket out of here, and that ticket's gone now.
They give scholarships for track.
We're all works in progress. In fact, it's a work in progress.
I run with you step for step. I'm going to need a training partner.
Are you my nurse intern?
I am your nurse intern. I'm sorry to hear about your knee. I remember you telling me how good you are.
Your boys don't need a coach. They need a dad.
I'm going to go to state, and I'm going to win. Who's not going to give a scholarship to the state champ? And then we're going to take that money, and wherever I end up, you're going to walk onto the football team. We're going to get out of here. And that's the plan.
Go score on three! One, two, three! One, two, three! One, two, three!
All right, so run the race. And it's, you know, the backdrop of a high school football and track star, two brothers, small southern town, different views of the world, kind of a feel-good story. No, a feel-good story. I think it's fair to say that. All right, next is Prosecuting Evil. It's a documentary, and this lately is getting a lot of play in movie theaters, and it's about the last surviving Nuremberg trial prosecutor who is waging the crusade in the fight for law and peace. Check it out.
They had murdered over a million people, including hundreds of thousands of children in cold blood.
The Einsatzgruppen were killing squads.
Their assignment was murder every single Jewish man, woman, and child they could lay their hands on. I never tried a case. I'd never been in a criminal court in my life. I was 27 years old.
He was in front of the world. He wasn't just in front of these judges making a case as a prosecutor.
I can only imagine what he must have felt like. This little Jewish guy who had his parents not left would have been one of those gassed and killed.
The impact of war itself affected me so that I wanted to stop war making.
My dad is a guy who's been traumatized by what he saw, smelled, heard, and felt.
The stench in the air. The human beings behaving like rats in a garbage pile, digging, crawling for a bite to eat. I can't go on describing it.
This has fueled a nuclear reactor inside his name.
He laid out a legal process taking us into the 21st century.
At such a young age, to have witnessed what he had witnessed and turned that into a positive contribution for better humanity.
We're talking about a man whose career spans seven decades.
These million people were murdered because they didn't share the race, the religion, or the ideology of the executioners. It's a crime against humanity, and I called it a crime against humanity. If we could establish a principle of law which would protect humanity in the future, then this trial would be significant.
All right, definitely one worth seeing. There's no question about that. History, for sure. If you watch the Oscars, enjoy it. Should be interesting to see what happens. Thanks for listening to this hour of my show, America Tonight.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.